Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 287. Here is the extracted text from the image. Exhibit 2. Georgia, Fulton County. Personally appeared Charles J. Moore, who on oath says that he is an attorney at law, occupying room 301 on the third floor of the Kaiser Building, at the corner of Hunter and So Prior. So that on Friday, August 22nd, deponent was in his office and saw the jury come out of the courthouse entrance at about 6 p.m., that soon after Mr. Dorsey appeared in the courthouse entrance, and a great cheering and yelling occurred by the crowd immediately opposite the entrance. And afterwards the crowd yelled, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" And the volume of the yells were so great that they could have been heard many blocks away, that they threw up their hats and gave other demonstrations, that at the time of the yelling, the jury was just crossing the street toward the German Cafe, not 50 feet away from the entrance, and in the opinion of deponent, must have heard the cheering and the words, "Hurrah for Dorsey," because they could be plainly heard. Deponent further states that he was in his office on Saturday, August 23, when the jury came out of the courthouse at about 1 o'clock, and he heard yelling and cheering when Mr. Dorsey appeared a few minutes afterwards. Deponent did not see the jury at the time of the yelling, but it occurred so soon after the jury came out of the courthouse that, in the opinion of deponent, the jury must have heard the cheering and the words that were yelled. Deponent further states that since the trial has been in progress, he has heard several parties making threats of personal violence against the accused in the event of an acquittal, that these parties were loitering in and around the courthouse entrance and making threats that if the jury did not hang Frank, that they would pay the jury the compliment of sitting on the case, and if the jury did not do its duty, they would. That deponent recalls the names of R.W. Fisher, J.N.O. Dutton, that minor, loitered continuously around the courthouse entrance and circulated among the crowd. Charles J. Moore, 208.